In June, the United States Supreme Court ruled to end a 50-year constitutional protection to abortion, leaving it to individual state legislatures to control reproductive rights. 29 states so far have enacted restrictions or complete bans on abortion, including Arkansas, placing both medical clinicians and abortion seekers at criminal risk. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The U.S. Supreme Court in 1973 ruled access to safe medical abortion was a constitutional right. 50 years later, data generated by the nonprofit pro-choice Guttmacher Institute counted close to 1 million medically supervised abortions being administered annually across the U.S. Post-Roe bans and restrictions enacted by pro-life state legislatures, however, is now forcing people with unintended or unwanted pregnancies to travel long distances for an abortion, self-manage their abortion at home, or carry their pregnancy to term with unknown consequences. At a recent press conference, Emily Wales, CEO of Planned Parenthood Great Plains, described the outcome of the Supreme Court decision as chaotic.
Missouri and Oklahoma and Arkansas, where abortion is now almost entirely inaccessible, and patients are often struggling to figure out whether contraception is legal, whether medical emergency care is available to them.
Both abortion providers and people seeking to terminate their pregnancy are now targets, Wales said.
Government being involved in your personal medical decisions, because that's what we're seeing in these other states, where the government decides whether it deems you worthy of getting care.
Arkansas lawmakers, who are majority male and white, have banned emergency abortions as well, even in cases of rape and incest. The only exception is to preserve the life of the mother.
And even in the medical exceptions cases, what we've seen is a great deal of confusion. But we've heard from colleagues and other providers in this work that they're confused and they're not sure when they can intervene to save a patient's life or at what point something is deemed a medical emergency.
The Arkansas Department of Health is authorized to enforce the abortion ban, but declined to comment for this report. The agency did, however, share cease and desist notices mailed to two Arkansas abortion providers on June 24th, warning that performing a medical abortion is a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. Taylor Riley is an epidemiology doctoral student at the University of Washington School of Public Health. She specializes in sexual and reproductive health research.
There's a lot of fear about being criminalized for seeking abortion or providing abortion.
Riley and several colleagues have been investigating the impact of abortion restrictions and criminalization on public health and health equity. Leading up to the Supreme Court decision, their initial findings published by Washington University Newswire.
So in the first month following the Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, there were 11 states that had banned abortion completely or had implemented a six-week ban. And all of those states were in the South and the Midwest. Now that we're almost 2 months after that June 24th Dobbs decision, there are now 15 states that have banned abortion, with more states expected to implement abortion bans soon.
Riley says banning abortion will not stop abortion from occurring, and making it illegal will only lead to unsafe abortions. Half of all abortions in the U.S. before state bans were by medication, an FDA-approved two-pill clinical prescription. Clinical medication abortions, however, are increasingly being banned in certain states. That leaves people with unwanted or unintended pregnancies to self-manage their abortions by purchasing pills online.
Self-managed abortion is medically safe. It is legally risky in the U.S. and in many states. So a new report by If When How, which is a group of lawyers and public health researchers, just came out with a report that documented 61 cases between the years of 2000 and 2020 where people were criminally investigated or arrested for allegedly self-managing their own abortions or helping someone to do so.
Riley and colleagues have been monitoring the collateral damage in Texas, where last September lawmakers banned abortion in cases where an embryonic fetal heartbeat can be detected.
There was reporting that showed that people seeking miscarriage care were denied hospital-based care. And there was a recent article in the New England Journal of Medicine that interviewed clinicians and pregnant people who were seeking care in Texas and found that people with pregnancy complications or pre-existing medical conditions that could be exacerbated from a pregnancy, they're being forced to delay an abortion until their conditions become life-threatening.
Riley says data show that a month after the Supreme Court decision, the number of reproductive health clinics, which also provided comprehensive health care, drastically declined in the U.S.
And these clinic closures restrict access to essential health care for millions of people, and they really further deepen inequities in that access to care.
The abortion bans, Riley says, are disproportionately affecting low-income individuals and families.
Who are politically and socially marginalized because of their race, poverty, or immigration status.
Riley points to the Turnaway study conducted by the University of California, San Francisco, as evidence.
And the researchers found that people who were denied a wanted abortion experienced elevated levels of anxiety and stress, increases in poverty, debt, and evictions. And their existing children had worse child development outcomes compared to the children of people who were able to receive an abortion.
More than 3,000 abortions were administered annually in Arkansas before the ban. Data show 41% of women in Arkansas age 15 to 49 have incomes below 200% of the federal poverty level. Arkansas also currently counts around 5,000 infants and children in foster care due to neglect, harm, or abandonment, a number expected to surge with more women delivering unwanted babies.
Pro-life lawmakers are a misnomer. So lawmakers in states that are passing these anti-abortion laws are also the states that have not expanded Medicaid. They have declining numbers of maternity hospitals in rural areas. They have fewer evidence-based policies that support women and children's health. And overall, these states have worse maternal and child health outcomes.
Arkansas ranked 47th in maternal mortality before the ban, which is expected to worsen. Planned Parenthood Great Plains CEO Emily Whale says reproductive health care is now gravely different.
Patients and providers are more traumatized. And at the end of the day, many of the patients we see feel like their actions are criminalized. Even when these statutes do not target patients, there is a chilling effect where patients believe that something they're doing is not permissible and that they should feel shame or stigma about it.
Karen Music is a co-founder and vice president of the nonprofit All-Volunteer Arkansas Abortion Support Network. She says the ban's causing great turmoil.
Disappointment, anger, frustration, mostly desperation. In the past month, I've heard of one woman who tried drinking bleach, and then after that failed, she tried soaking a tampon in bleach. And after that failed, she was able to get a hold of somebody, and we were able to get her the help she needed.
Before the ban, Music and staff provided escort and financial assistance to women seeking abortions at places like Little Rock Family Planning and Planned Parenthood. Now, Music and staff are assisting people to secure safe abortions in legal states.
People are calling and making appointments. They're using the website I Need an A. It's ineedana.com. They tell the clinic that they are going to, that they need some help. They need financial help or they need transportation help. Providing that help with an agreement with us for our portion of the financial expenses, along with the travel expenses.
The average cost for a first trimester surgical abortion was less than $1,000 in Arkansas, Music says. But now patients who are able have to also pay for out-of-state travel, meals, and accommodations. With access to abortion medication now outlawed in Arkansas, Music and her team are also providing alternative guidance.
We give out that information through Plan C, which is www.plancpills.org, and Aid Access, A-I-D Access, and they are a .org.
listed are pharmacies in states with no abortion restrictions that can provide prescription abortion pills, as well as telehealth medical consults. People can also choose to self-manage their abortion with no medical guidance, ordering abortion pills online. Self-managed abortion is relatively new and increasingly outlawed so far in three states, South Carolina, Nevada, and Oklahoma. Even emergency hospital abortions, greatly restricted in Arkansas in recent years, are now banned.
Prior to 2021, hospitals were allowed to do up to 10 abortions per month. On an emergency basis, it was kind of like, you know, the idea was to try to help people that had been in a car accident or something like that that needed immediate service. That was changed in 2021 to one abortion per month per hospital. So I don't know who is going to be doing abortions in the state of Arkansas after this.
The emergency abortion ban does make one allowance.
Their lives have to be at risk. I don't know where that line is. It's not very clear. If I'm a woman and pregnant, I'm terrified.
Several conservative southern states have also enacted fetal personhood laws, in effect conveying civil rights protection to embryos, criminalizing providers as well as people who attempt to or succeed at terminating that pregnancy. And with the Supreme Court decision ending constitutional protections for abortion, pro-choice advocates worry a constellation of new, even more extreme pro-life measures will be enacted, leading to legal covert criminal surveillance and tracking of pregnant women and girls. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.